Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Richard Hammond, good morning.
Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good to talk to you again, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
I can't keep away.
Oh, listen, I'm delighted. I have that addictive quality, I think, to most people, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Definitely. The word
plus,
dick
plus
in the middle of that.
Just there on the other end of the microphone. So,
yeah. Come here and tell me this. You worked in radio long before you worked in television.
Now, I did.
I've just gotten delivered to me today listener-made treats. And I just wonder how you feel as someone who undoubtedly has received free stuff in the past, whether that's, you know, cool promo stuff. What about when a listener makes you some delicious snacks? Yeah. Are you going to dive in or are you afraid?
Well, I'm afraid, Dave, what you've raised here is, do you trust your listener? And, you know, as you're listening, listener, listen carefully to what Dave's about to say about it. Somebody's gone to the trouble of making something by hand that they may or may not have washed and made something for you and sent it in. And they've done that out of love.
I mean,
and trust.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, what? I don't trust you. Well, it's a worry, isn't it? It's a knotty one, Dave. I'm with you. I feel your dilemma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were doing those jobs where, you know, listeners may have, what's the weirdest / best thing you ever got for free from anyone?
It wasn't a thing for free as such, but when I was one of the radio stations, there was the serial packet killer. And they used to write really angry letters on ripped up bits of cereal packets in coloured pencil. But really furious, threatening letters. So we nicknamed, oh, there's another bundle from the serial packet killer. But the bundle would be about, you know, 30 centimetres thick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And were they angry at you or angry at the world?
Just the world.
Yeah.
The radio listener is a fine person.
Without question. We couldn't possibly cast any aspersions. They've tuned in today to hear Richard Hammond, so you know they're true.
Well, there you go. They've already got something right. So you're doing well.
Series 5 of Richard Hammond's workshop. Did you believe at the beginning of the conversation around Series 1 that there would be a Series 5?
No, because I set the business up. It centres on the smallest cog, which is the name of my classic car restoration workshop. And it is a genuine business that I set up because I wanted to be inside the industry rather than outside looking on. And then having set it up, I thought, oh, that might make a nice television show. Mm. Discovery Plus agreed and commissioned it. So I didn't know how long it was going to be there for. You never do with a TV show. I mean, the workshop's going to be there. It's got to be there. It's people's jobs. I'm employing mechanics, painters, fabricators, welders, engineers. This is
family members.
Yeah, exactly right. It's their living. I can't suddenly say, no, I'm bored now. I'm shutting it down.
Yeah.
So it's got to happen. The TV show just follows what happens as I try to make it work.
Is there anyone in the organization who doesn't want to be on camera?
No, everybody's fine. They're not particularly fussed about it. And I don't want people who want to be on camera because I'd rather they wanted to be a mechanic or a painter. But that's kind of more important than wanting to be on television.
Richard Hammond's workshop X Factor auditions. I can see it now.
Yeah, no, that is definitely not going to work. No, I want people who first and foremost want to restore cars.
Oh.
And that's what I've got. And that's what they're doing.
You really do. And I have to say, the bits I've seen of this series, I've been lucky enough to see a couple of episodes. It is just excellent, excellent television.
Thank you.
Debbie McGee's water damaged Mercedes is something that I think everybody needs to see at one point in their life.
She's such a superstar. She really is. And the car was bought for her by Paul Daniels, her late husband. Mm. And she adored the car. It was ruined in a flood. So we did the absolute best we could for her budget. And yeah, there's more faces coming on screen. Now I've got more engineers and workers coming in. My daughter floats in and out and shouts at me.
Well, because I think she's the real star of the show.
Well, she is a little powerhouse, that girl. I mean, I could open a door to her into the industry a bit, but what she then did when she got to the other side of it is down to her. So she's just on her way back from Singapore in the F1. Then she's off to Monaco. But I never know where she is, to be honest.
But you do enter her yourselves into an event at Silverstone in one of these episodes.
Yep, we do some racing. She's showing some signs of wanting to go racing. And on the family thing, at one point this season, things were so bad I couldn't get the lads to fill in their timesheets to tell me what they've been doing. And the problem with that is I can't then send the invoices out. Mm. So I don't know where we're being efficient and inefficient and how we're working as a business. I couldn't get them to do it, so I had no alternative but to bring in the big gun, my mother. She came. She did. She came in and just, I mean, I would say big gun. She's tiny.
But
she came in and
she's serious.
And, I mean, she's pretty good at business as well. So she came in and got them to complete their timesheets for the first time ever. So that's good. So we finished the season in relatively good shape, actually.
Good, so because, yeah,
some progress.
There are some worrying moments before we get towards the end of the season. So I'm glad to know, I'm sure everybody else is, that it ends in relatively good shape. Richard,
well, we're still there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. The smallest cog will remain no matter what. That is the key takeout from this. People obviously know you from so many things, but Top Gear and then what turned into the Grand Tour, two very important TV shows for all of us who love motoring and love the style and brand of presenting that you guys put together. But it came to an end, the Grand Tour. How are you all feeling about it now?
We decided some time ago that, you know, we couldn't really claim responsibility for the takeoff of the show because it's just the world wanted a show featuring three misshapen blokes talking about the thing they love most, which is cars. And we didn't know it was going to get to be as big as it did.
Yeah.
So we couldn't control the takeoff, but we wanted to control and be in control of the landing, to land it at a time, in a place, and in a manner of our choosing. It really mattered to us to do that. So that's why we did it when and how we did it. So in that sense, really pleased that it went so well. But yeah, it leaves a big hole. I mean, it was a massive part of all of our lives for many, many years.
And all of your viewers as well, in fairness. And I mean, look, the great thing is, of course, we can go back and watch as much of it as we can consume because it's repeated all the time. You've got all the options on Amazon.
Sorry about that.
No, really, on the contrary. It's fantastic.
Sometimes I'm stopped in the street by somebody in there. As they're talking to me, I can see them sort of squinting and cocking their head to one side, looking at me earnestly. And I know what they're thinking, which is, oh, the camera is kind, isn't it? He looks a lot older in real life. I said, no, that show you just watched was 20 years ago.
Yes.
I look like my own son and I don't even have a son.
Do you know what my favourite thing I think you ever did, Richard, is Total Wipeout. What a show that was.
If dear listener, you haven't seen that, just to explain what Dave's talking about, it was kind of a platform for political and social debate. It was a fairly hard-hitting commentary show.
Yes, John Major's appearance was incredible.
Yeah, it was heavyweight. I mean, you had to focus and stay with it, but I really managed to give my political legs a bit of a stretch on that show. It felt good.
Which we were all glad for.
Yeah.
It was just the most fun, so congratulations on that. I know we spoke before about the fact that you're a bass player. Are you still picking that up every now and again?
Yes, I do. I mean, as I've said before, the problem with bass is you can't really just sit there. Well, I do sit there and play it.
So do I, yeah.
It kind of, it's not the same, is it? But you can, I just mess about and just practice some shapes and enjoy it.
Excellent. All the right answers. Richard, it's a pleasure to catch up, as always. Richard Hammond's workshop on Discovery Plus started last night. New one out every Monday. Make sure you tune in. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Richard, thank you so much.
Always a joy, Dave, my friend. Thank you for having me on. I'll see you again soon. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.